Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to InfoWars.com, you can check it out, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. We have them in stock. It is sold out in some store shelves. But whatever you do, get Jim Mars, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Get it at Amazon.com. Get it directly from Jim Mars. That way the author actually gets a little bit more support. Tell folks about your website and how they can get it directly from you, Jim.
Right. They can go to Jim Mars. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S, two R's in Mars, .com. And you can order the book through there, and you will get a signed edition. And also, the main reason we're here today, Alex, is to talk about I'm going to be in Austin tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Brave New Books, and I'm going to be making a PowerPoint presentation. So for those who've actually read the book or those who feel like they just want to get the Cliff's Notes, here's the opportunity.
Everybody should come down to Brave New Books. It seats about 140 people or so. Really, one of the best bookstores, well, the best bookstore in Austin, one of the best in the country, and just great folks down there, the founder of it, and, of course, Harlan and all the folks down there. We just love them to death and appreciate their fine work. They're also sponsors of this radio show, I should also add. You can check them out at bravenewbookstore.com. Now, that's tomorrow, 6 o'clock. People can find a map there or just Google Brave New Bookstore. And you'll see their logo is the pyramid being driven down into the ground, the all-seeing eye. Jim, we're seeing it. I mean, all the stuff foretold by the old-timers, all the old Army intelligence guys in the 50s came out and said, our government's financing the communists, the fascists. Then Quigley wrote a book about it, and all these documents they admitted. The old-timers, I mean, when I first heard about this, when I read books written in the 40s and 50s and 60s, they said they're going to stage terror. They're going to set up a police state. They're going to collapse the economy. This was planned way back then, and what happens today happened in the past. That's why knowing history lets you know the future. Jim, start breaking it down.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. I'm holding in my hand a book that starts off in its introduction saying that the Netherlands ambassador to Washington in August of 1943 predicted that with defeat, the German general staff, the Nazi leaders, and in particular the Gestapo, would go underground to prepare for the next war. As for this war, he said, the Nazis knew they had already lost it. This is in August of 1943, and we're willing and eager to get it over with. The title of this book is The Nazis Go Underground. It's written by a very credible news journalist and correspondent named Kurt Reese. And here's the clincher, Alex. This book was written and published in March of 1944, months before we even invaded D-Day.
Well, as you know,
this is a long-standing plan. They've been working this plan for a long time.
As you know, and I want to come back and talk about this, in 40 and 41, the Germans tried to do peace treaties secretly with the British, and they sent Hess to do it, and they basically imprisoned him and shut that down because they had a deal to basically let Hitler do what he did, but then the British basically double-crossed him.
Exactly, because the British financiers and their American counterparts are the self-styled globalists who are trying to corral the world population into their own little serfdom. And we can see the end results of it beginning to take shape right now with the disintegration of our economy and the fact that, you know, if there's widespread civil unrest, where's our National Guard? They're all fighting over in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Well, here's the incredible thing. I'm going to come back. Did you see the Army Times yesterday where they announced combat brigades to patrol America, regular Army?
Hey, nobody's ever rescinded the Posse Comitatus Act, which makes it against the law for them to do that. They just do it.
Hey, it's against the law for the Federal Reserve to tell Congress to sit down and shut up over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're under martial law, folks. It's what degree of it. We're in the pot, on the stove. It's on medium. Our butt's starting to burn. This isn't a game. You're going to get hurt real bad unless you scream bloody murder. Stay with us. Jim Mars, straight ahead.
We can make it work for the better. You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live. And for an hour and 45 minutes, the first segment I'm going to cover financial news, we're going to have Jim Myers in studio with us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, syndicated in places like Norfolk, Virginia, Chicago, San Diego, Austin, Texas. You can hear it on 590 KLBJ as far north as southern Oklahoma during the day and as far south as Mexico. That's got to be the most powerful station. It's only 15,000 watts, but the way the antenna was cut by President Johnson, he controlled the FCC when they built it, that it's the most powerful 15,000 watt. Or is it, I forget how many watts. The point is that I've been told by folks and engineers, people that know, it's the most powerful for its wattage in the country. It's more powerful than WOAI, that's 50,000 watts. It's just incredible. Okay, I'm digressing on that subject. We're talking to Jim Myers. This isn't a joke. There's so much evidence. There's so much information concerning this. And people say, oh, you're saying the Nazis run everything. Well, what about this group or that group or the idea of fascism, the system of black uniforms and secret police and arrest? Stalin said he admired Hitler. The U.S. intelligence admired him. They hired Hitlerian intelligence to set up every major agency that came out of the National Security Act of 47. Go through all that, Jim. Break down what we're dealing with here. And we're not even saying it's a Nazi situation, because what the Nazis were, they were created by what sat in London and New York, weren't they?
Absolutely true. And let's get everything real clear and straight right here. When I say the Nazis are trying to take over America, I'm not talking about goose-stepping Germans, okay? I'm talking about worldwide financial individuals who adhere to the philosophy of National Socialism. Okay? And National Socialism, the acronym of which is Nazi. All right? So when you hear Nazi, think National Socialism, and that's what we've got going in this country right now, tied with fascism. Now, fascism, by the dictionary, is defined as the blending of government or state power with corporate power. Now, there's no question that the corporations are now running this country. The only difference between us and Nazi Germany is that in Germany prior to World War II, the Nazi Party and the German government gained control over the corporations, and it was that combination that produced fascism. In modern America, the corporations have gained control over the state, but the end result is exactly the same.
Now, Jim, I've got the radio on here in the studio, but I'm going to go over and get myself a glass of water, so you've got the floor to the break. I'm listening. Jim Mars, whatever's most important about your book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, people need to know. Break it down. Give us a preview of what we'll be covering Sunday.
Okay. Well, there's so much to go into, and I've tried to cram it into just about an hour's talk, and it's hardly time to even get into it. But what you'll find in The Rise of the Fourth Reich is the evidence and the conclusion that it's entirely possible that Hitler even escaped. The idea that he killed himself in the bunker basically came from a handful of his closest followers, and of course they're going to tell whatever he tells them to tell. There's no hard evidence that any of that ever happened. That's an eye-opener. Then we find out that when he attacked Russia in June of 1941, that was simply a preemptive strike to prevent Stalin and the communists from invading Europe in July of 1941. And Hitler himself said if he hadn't stopped this, all of Europe would have been lost. We don't get taught that in school. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, Winston Churchill even said that he didn't care who was running National Socialism. He just didn't want the Germans to be in charge of the worldwide economy. So that's when they turned on Hitler and joined all these nations together to stop him, which was probably a good thing. But we did. So we stopped the Germans. We stopped Hitler. But we didn't stop the National Socialists. They simply moved over to the United States, and they have been slowly buying up, using the loot of Europe from World War II, all these corporate companies and corporations, and they have been consolidating to the point now, for example, everything that you see and hear is controlled by one of about five multinational corporations.
And let's get into that in a minute, but I just wanted to go back. My grandfather growing up in Dallas pre-World War II, Hitler was like a rock star there. On the radio, they played his clips on WBAP and, you know, the radio stations. All the big tycoons loved him. He was like a rock star.
That's right. Because he was a friend to the corporations until they began to realize that he was gaining too much control. Another thing you're going to learn in The Rise of the Fourth Reich is that Hitler was a New Ager's dream come true. He was against smoking, drinking. He was a vegetarian. He was against hunting. He wanted to go back to the land movement. He wanted natural homeopathic medicines. Now, all of this stuff that you hear among the New Age today.
And he wanted to exterminate 80% of the population.
That's right. Cull the population. Exactly what their plan is today. I have their own.
So again, he was one of their proteges, not the other way around.
That's right.
People always misrepresent this because every time I study the New World Order, I run into this exterminate the population, the master race. Do this and that, and you know, centralize the banking, bankrupt countries, start wars. And then I say it's a Nazi system. People go, oh, whoa, Hitler, there's Nazis under my bed. You know, no. Hitler was only fruit of the tree.
He was a tool. He was a tool. In fact, he started off, we know he was an out-of-work, destitute street person trying to make a living drawing sketches. And then all of a sudden,
he got brought into Army intelligence.
Yeah, to earn extra money, he started working as an Army intelligence agent. And that's when they picked him up and created him, just like they have created John McCain and Barack Obama. 2 years ago, most people had never heard of either one of those people. And all of a sudden, now they're our leading candidates. Which one are you going to vote for? And yet, in all that hoorah about this coming election, they rarely ever discuss the real issues. Only one person has tried to address the true issues, and that, of course, is Ron Paul.
And boy, has he been right. He's on record saying secret corporate government is taking over. We are going into fascism. He gave a speech yesterday. It is happening.
That's true. And people better wake up, because at this point, as you said, we're just practically under de facto martial law now. But at least they're still paying lip service to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the balance of power in government. So let's hold their feet to the fire and make them go back and adhere to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to the checks and balances built into our governmental system.
Yeah, let me explain, folks. If this is a football game, and we go into full hot martial law, mass arrests, shootouts, FEMA camps, you know, locking down cities, people starving to death, and that's what they will do. That's their plan. They've stated it. They are lined up. We're on one side, they're on the other, and their quarterback is saying, hut, hut, hut. He's calling the plays right now. And understand, this is life and death. Do not cower. If you cower, they win. If you speak up, get the word out, call into talk radio, blogs, march. That's why they're trying to shut down free speech. If you let them know you're not going along with it and blame them for what's happening financially, they can't pose as the saviors in the final phase of the Ponzi scheme.
That's exactly right. And all you have to do is take an objective look at the Republican National Convention, people who are there trying to peacefully gather, peacefully voice their criticisms and their problems to the government, were shunted off into a, quote, free speech zone with wire all around it, blocks away from the convention.
And then provocateur cops came around with Molotov cocktails.
Exactly.
And the police arrested the leaders of the demonstrations on record who were peaceful and have now charged them with terrorism.
Which, again, is typical Nazi methodology. In the 30s, when people tried to oppose the Nazis,
they turned SA loose on them to beat them up.
Exactly. They'd break up their meetings. They'd break in their homes. They'd beat them up. That's exactly what's going on. And we can't allow this if we're going to continue to call ourselves free Americans.
Yeah. And you know, they have beat me up, but I fought back. And they have made threats. And just on record, any thugs come around my house, you just better come up behind me, because I'm going to shoot you first and ask questions later. Go ahead, Jim. What about you?
Well, I think it's pretty funny that they put people who are trying to exercise their First Amendment rights into free speech zones, because think about it, Alex, that means all the rest of us who are not in the free speech zone, we don't have free speech.
No, that's it. But I mean, McCain just spoke two nights ago, and for miles around it, no one was allowed in to even pens. Now they just say nothing allowed. No, it's just not allowed. Forget
that's right.
It.
You can't raise a question when that student in Florida tried to ask Kerry about why he didn't contest the 2004 election. They tasered him.
Well, I want to be clear. They are planning to use mercenaries and thugs and gangs. Obama has his youth brigade, Million Man. McCain's called for it. And I'm serious. Any thugs come in my house with clubs or guns, and what are you going to do if they try to turn thugs loose on you, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you what we all need to do. According to the Constitution and the laws of this land, the sheriff, your local sheriff, is the highest-ranking law enforcement officer in your county or in your state. And you,
well,
we
it's the
need
highest
to go,
elected
need...
representative,
oh,
and so
yes.
They're above the mayor and the county commissioners.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we need to go to the sheriffs, and we need to make them aware of what's really going on, and we need to find which ones will still adhere to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and which ones are on the payroll of the New World Order.
Listen, I went to sheriffs and SWAT team people before the CIA showed up with money to pay them off to join the New World Order. They laughed at me, but then 6 months later called me up freaking out, and I went to the SWAT team commander's office, and he got fired with some trumped-up stuff a few months later. And he said, how did you know this? They came and did what you said they did.
That's exactly right. It's
and again,
not like
that's the Nazi tactic of the payoff.
Exactly. Well, they'll pay you off, and if that doesn't work, then they'll see that you get defeated, and if that doesn't work, then they'll arrange an accident. Just like Paul Wellstone, JFK Jr., you try to stand up and do something to counter them, they'll do whatever it takes to get you out of the way.
The good news is they're failing.
That's right. They're desperate. That's why they're pulling out all the plugs and moving quickly into just naked martial law.
Jim, I'll tell you what else is incredible. They do continue to repeat the same thing over and over again. The same fascist crowd tried it in World War I and then World War II against the United States. They use Mexico to attack us, and they're doing it again. Stay there.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Okay, Jim has got an appointment. He's got to run down the road. He's going to be at Brave New Books tomorrow night in Austin, Texas, the End of the Drag in Guadalupe. It's a free event, I believe. He's going to have his book there for sale. Hope you come out to that. I'm going to have a crew there getting some more of him for the film I'm making. Then he's going to be in studio with me 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It's 5 to 7 Eastern on the Sunday syndicated show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ is where it originates from. Look forward to seeing Jim. Maybe I'll meet you for lunch, Jim, late lunch, like 1 o'clock or something, and take you over to the station. I know you're leaving town after the show, but we'll figure all that out. My whole point is the plan of San Diego. Mexico was run by Maximilian. It was set up by the Spanish when it fell. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire, took it over. The crown prince took it over. So there was always deep inroads by the Germanic Empire there. And then they attacked during World War I, killed 23 Americans in one night. The plan of San Diego was to kill all the Anglos, then Germany was going to people Texas to California. They made up the word Aztlan, the mythical race kingdom of the Hispanics. And I always wondered growing up why in San Antonio I'd go over to friends who had friends would go to their houses, and you'd be at a Mexican's house, and there'd be like a Nazi flag, and you'd be like, what is that? And they're like, you don't like it? I didn't understand that. That's why there's so much of that in Latin America. It's why the Germans went there after World War II. And then again, in World War II, we had Mexicans attack for Germany. That's all kept very quiet. So we see the same thing over and over again, don't we, Jim?
That's exactly right. If you want to destroy a nation, you destroy the cohesiveness of the population by unrestricted illegal immigration. And I'm sure you agree with me, Alex. We're not talking about people who want to come and become an American citizen. That's, you know, I welcome all of those.
No, we're just saying how infiltrated this whole fascist system is.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Who's supposed to defend us against any kind of foreign incursions? Our National Guard, okay, our state guards. They're not here. They're fighting in Iraq. They're fighting in Afghanistan, soon to be Iran.
Now 20% of the army was illegal aliens they legalized.
Right.
I mean, that's the point is
what if they turn? What if they turn their weapons on us? I mean, you know, these are things we need to start dealing with instead of being distracted by the corporate mass media that just tell us about everything under the sun except things that are important. Alex, I hate to run, but I've got to hit the road. I look forward to seeing your crew there on Saturday and seeing you on Sunday, and I think the brunch idea would be great. And I hope everybody shows up at Brave New Books at 6 o'clock. Saturday evening.
Absolutely. The Rise of the Fourth Reich, available at InfoWars.com or JimMars.com. Jim, see you Sunday.
Bye.
Take care. There he goes. All right. I've got Richard Cook, amazing economist, White House historian, on and on and on, joining us about the economy, a Washington Post writer, about what's happening coming up in the next segment. But I want to bring Ted back because I don't know if listeners, Ted Anderson, realize that this parent company, Midas, it's where I get my medals, gold and silver. I never got into platinum or any of that because I just haven't had the money at the time. But the point is, and he's got some of that too, that Ted has silver dollars, silver half dollars, at below spot right now, and gold is surging today. They have made the decision to fully devalue the dollar. That's 100% now. You know, you've heard Joseph Stiglitz on saying we will have a depression. Nobel Prize winner, you've heard Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying it's going to happen now. You've heard who was the top guy we had on, Bob Chapman yesterday. I wish this wasn't the case. They have guaranteed it. I don't know if it's this month or 5 years from now, but sooner rather than later. And, folks, don't wait till when gold goes up above 1,000. Get involved now. Ted, I wanted to just bring you back for 2 minutes because I rushed you earlier just covering news. We spent like 30 seconds on the phone number and the offers. Explain to people, you're selling gold at below what it's currently selling for.
Here's what that's exactly right, because here's what happened. I have to lock into a position and I have to secure it for you guys if you want to actually get delivery of this stuff in a timely fashion. And so lately what's been happening is I've been locking in and the darn market's been just shooting up like a rocket ship. And then all of a sudden what I have is way below what would normally sell for. As a matter of fact, just the other day it was like $100 below an ounce. And which is unheard of, obviously. I mean, it just doesn't normally happen in the marketplace. We had one of the largest runs we've ever had in gold. And there's reasons why that's happening, because the economy is melting apart. And right now I've got the silver dollars that I was offering when gold ran up $100 an ounce. I was able to sell gold for less than spot. I've got the same Walking Liberty halves. And I can't mention it enough. Right now at this time, it's a steal. It really is. It's a great time to be getting into the gold and silver, obviously, for obvious reasons. Even a moron can tell that. And you know, people that are sitting on these investments like IRAs and mutual funds, and now the annuities are melting apart because of AIG and these different insurance companies that are falling apart.
Folks, you need to give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. I feel good being able to offer something like this for Ted and this network, because he stood behind this network, and it's such a great deal. I mean, he's got gold and silver at below spot, 800-686-2237. With the gold shooting up, give him a call, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In an hour, 15 minutes from now, Webster Tartley joins us for the balance of the transmission. On this Friday, worldwide broadcast, Richard Cook is our guest, written for some of the biggest publications in the country, like the Washington Post. He is an economist. He has been an analyst to the White House, to NASA, and he's becoming a frequent guest here on the radio show. And so we appreciate him coming on with us. We see the international banking cartel by design imploding the economy. Ron Paul has said this for more than a decade was the plan. We got this out of Bilderberg 3 years ago. They plan to start the collapse through the, quote, bad mortgages. The media is blaming it on the American people. When that's a very small part of it, they've been packaging those and other securities, lying about their value, leveraging it out. But the real theft is now, as they trick the public onto signing on to the Federal Reserve, basically bankrupting the entire system and feeding the final value of the dollar, and then our name and credit, the American people that back it up, into their system. And now they're talking about a International Bank of Settlements taking over and a world banking system, quote, fixing it, and a global carbon tax as the next bubble to leverage into that. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of new taxes regulating every facet of your life to pay for this. And right now, Sunday, the people in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, were saying, well, we've got to look at these, quote, bailouts. And Paulson said, sit down and shut up, former Goldman Sachs head. He said, sit down and shut up. And then today, Bush and McCain and last night are blaming Congress. Now, I agree, they're whores, they're sold out, they're bought and paid for, they're sitting it out. But to say, because Congress said, okay, we're not involved, you run it. And knowing the public's dumbed down, Bush and McCain said, you did this. You need to do something right now. After being told they're not involved, Congress is supposed to control the purse strings and apportionment. That's the separation of powers. That's what they do. They raise the money. They pass the laws the president executes. And then, of course, as the executive, that's what executive means. He executes. You know, the quarterback is the executive. He executes the plays. He puts it into motion. And then you've got the judiciary that are the referees that call, according to the rules of the game, the Constitution. That is all out. And 2 days ago, we reported it yesterday, Army Times reported armored combat brigades to, quote, engage the American people. It said in there, we hope we don't have to shoot anybody. And they said, four riots, insurrection, and they're going to be out helping with the jaws of life for PR. Why is the Army here? Oh, we help now. Get you out of crash cars. That's the PR. So that's setting the table. Things are moving even faster than I thought. Please break down. He's a great economic historian and economist. Give us a basic boil down of the history of who we're dealing with and then the current phase we're now moving into right now.
Well, good talking with you, Alex.
Yeah, good to have you on, my friend.
Appreciate what you just ran through. I'd like to take a step back and maybe approach it from a little bit of a broader viewpoint than what we're getting in most of the media accounts on this, because, you know, the media is portraying this as, oh, geez, some kind of a great disaster that's happening within the financial system. The worst write-off of assets, I think Pearlstein and the Washington Post has called it, that we've ever seen. But what we are really seeing, in my opinion, is the financial economy is crashing back into the direction of the producing economy. You know, I've spoken of the producing economy before as what we working men and women produce.
The real economy. That's what Stiglitz,
yeah,
that's what Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner, said on the show Tuesday. But the elite are bragging and saying that this is going to create their world financial system, but you see opportunity in this.
Well, the real economy is what carries the weight of all of this, and nothing that the Federal Reserve can do to lend money into the system, produce liquidity, you know, all of those fancy words they use, can change the fact that everything of value that is put into the system ultimately rests on one of us going to work every day, doing our job, and producing something of value.
But that's what they're doing, Richard, as you know, is that they are absorbing the real economy. They are tricking the real economy into signing on to, quote, bail out or be fully bankrupted via fraud. It's not a real contract to, quote, bail out. I mean, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the root cause of it is our debt-based monetary system that overloads the producing economy with debt. And I pointed out, I just came out with an article yesterday, which is entitled, well, it's in Global Research, Impacts of the Financial Crisis, the U.S. is Becoming an Impoverished Nation. And I try to point out there that all of the bad loans, all of the rotten, toxic assets, and so on and so forth that all of these financial institutions are now faced with, were all leveraged by bank money. You know, if you go into the commodities futures market and buy a commodities futures contract, you're not putting down your own money. Maybe 3% of what you're paying is your own capital, but 97% of that is leverage money that you borrow from a bank through a brokerage. And it's the same case with every other type of financial asset. So the whole system is built upon leverage borrowing from the banks through a debt-based monetary system where the only way money is ever created is by a loan from a bank. And what this means is that you not only have a mountain of debt that you've piled on every asset, including people's houses, as we know, but then you've got the interest payments to go with it. And there's the name for interest payments on debts of this type is usury. And usury
now,
has been known for a long, long time.
I would call it a scientifically designed economic black hole vortex designed generationally to cause us to wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, in the words of Thomas Jefferson, to paraphrase.
Well, that's what usury is. It's a mathematical formula causing debt to increase exponentially over time, regardless of the productivity
of
the asset.
And let's be clear, they created all this out of fiat. They did absolutely nothing but buy a few politicians off in 1913, and then they sucked everything out of us. They bought up most of the economy, and now they're butchering the hog.
Well, in 1913, of course, that's when the Federal Reserve System was put into place, and that's when the usury-based financial system kind of got everything in a stranglehold, and that became the system that we work under. Of course, usury has been around for a long, long time. There's one writer that I really have appreciated. I've been in touch with him. His name is Matthew Raphael Johnson, who writes a lot about the situation between the U.S. and Russia. But he says he identifies the system we're under as the Babylonian system, because it was really thousands of years ago when the system of usury was invented. And it's been a plague on Western civilization ever since. And
it's predatory.
Yeah, it's the predatory system. And we're living under that today, and that is the system that has us in a stranglehold. And that system is overlaid on everything that we see coming out of the financial news. Behind it is leveraging from the banks. It's money being created by the banks out of thin air. It's speculative lending piled on top of any contract that's written, any product that's produced, anything that moves from one place to another, it all has built into it predatory, speculative, usury-based lending coming out of leveraging by the banks. And the banks are the ones who are getting off scot-free. You know, they're taking down everybody else. They're taking down the investment houses. They're going in there and taking over the assets of AIG. But they're the ones who are really behind this. They're the ones that Bernanke works for, that Paulson works for, because they're the ones who own the Federal Reserve System.
Richard C. Cook, economic historian, economist, let's be in layman's terms. Let's explain that. Even the Financial Times of London admitted this in multiple articles. It's the true paper of financial record. There's still some deception there, but they're quite blunt about a lot of things, that you have the mega elite banks and the mega rich are engineering this and then really causing the panic out of Ponzi schemes they created. Now they aren't just consolidating the rest of the financial order that was under them, but also then tricking us into being sucked completely into the vortices, and then at least on the surface signing our name onto the bailout.
Yeah, and they're the ones who in the long run will end up owning the assets, because what people need to understand, and some people have already pointed this out, the bailouts are not for the homeowners. You know, I've got people who write to me who say, well, will this bankruptcy of the system mean I won't have to pay my mortgage or I won't have to pay my loan? The answer to that is absolutely not. Your loan and your mortgage binds you to that no matter who owns the loan or who owns the mortgage. And if these loans and mortgages and other paper assets, you know, go up the food chain into the hands of the bigger and bigger players, the bigger and bigger banks, they're the ones who will come knocking on your door to pay that. Even if your local institution has gone under or your brokerage has gone under, you're going to have to pay somebody. And those assets are increasingly passing into the hands of the bigger and bigger players. They're the ones you're going to owe. And you're not only going to have to owe the money to those bigger and bigger players,
but you're going to have to bail those international banks out, because they've taken over the assets for anybody that does walk away from the house, and then later they're going to sell the house again. So this is the great feeding frenzy.
Yeah, and with this AIG bailout, you know, the other morning it was announced that the Federal Reserve was going to put out $85 billion to bail out AIG, and then you read later that day that the Treasury Department has been asked by the Federal Reserve. Asked means told, of course. The Treasury is going to have to come up with $45 billion in new Treasury bills in order to compensate the Federal Reserve for what it's putting out. And when you're talking about Treasury debt, you're talking about adding to the national debt. You're talking about interest payments that are going to be made by the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the 2009 federal budget, people don't understand this. The federal budget that we're paying for through taxes for 2009 contains approximately $500 billion in interest payments on the national debt. So even if they can continue to roll over these debts year by year by year, buying more and more debt to cover up the previous debt, the interest always goes into the federal budget, and it's the interest payments that now are getting completely out of control.
Well, and of course, that's the banker's plan, is to get it out of control. That's where banks always, quote, make their money. They issue the false liquidity, the fiat currency. You know, they're allowed to fractionally inflate it, but the true boon is creating these controlled implosions. Then their assets are protected. Then they come in and scoop it all up for pennies on the dollar. And I listen to financial news. I listen to talk radio, and I hear them saying, "Well, the federal government, the Federal Reserve, is going to save us." And no, it's our money. It's saving nobody but them. Go ahead.
Well, that's correct. Now, let's talk for a minute about the housing situation, because that's where this hits people the hardest. In the United States, our homes are our number one asset. Now, the housing bubble inflated the cost of homes over the last 10 years way beyond their real value. You know, when Greenspan lowered the long-term interest rates and the feeding frenzy began.
A house in Austin that was $200,000 10 years ago is $1 million now.
So people are paying for this inflation through their home mortgages. They are having to work it off. And the bailouts, the real purpose of the bailouts, are to keep the housing prices up, to stem the collapse of housing prices and the deflation of housing prices, because people need to keep working to pay off those inflated mortgages.
And it's also a inflation sink, or a place to hide it, because if housing drops, most economists would think that that would actually somehow stem inflation. But no, it will actually trigger it, a lot of economists say. Do you agree with that?
Well, if housing dropped, what it would do would be reduce the amount of purchasing power throughout the economy, because that's what the housing bubble was created to do in the first place. We gave away our manufacturing industries since the Reagan Revolution of the 1980s. We exported millions of well-paying manufacturing jobs, and so people no longer had the purchasing power to maintain the economy, which means to keep the stock market up. And so
they had to live off new mortgages on the increase in their homes, or roll them over. But here's the problem. The international bankers did that knowing they'd pop the bubble later to fully implode the economy. That's why they paid incentives to move offshore. The globalists stated in IMF and World Bank plans that they were engineering it. So I'm saying, do you agree from the evidence that we are now coming to a controlled implosion? Or, as some economists are saying, they planned that, but not this early, and this caught them with their pants down.
Well, it is a planned implosion. It is a controlled implosion. And I've been talking for months, really, about the so-called soft landing. This is what they mean by the soft landing, and we're seeing it's not very soft. I have said also that they're trying to keep the economy afloat until after the November election, and they seem to have gotten a little bit ahead of themselves here simply because it's been moving so fast.
Yeah, Katie barred the door after the election.
Right. And again, as I said, we don't see any relief for the working people to help them pay off these inflated mortgages. And even if the economy goes into a recession, well, I've been arguing it's been in a recession since 2003 anyway. But as purchasing power from jobs go down, the cost of the mortgages stay up, because we can't get out of those mortgages. And so people become poorer and poorer and poorer, and that's why the whole economy is slipping into this state of endemic system-wide poverty.
And that's why they're moving armored brigades into the U.S.
Well, sure, they're anticipating the riots. We've had food riots in other countries around the world because of the inflation in food prices. And, of course, they've got plans to maintain civil order, as they call it, through the military. Yeah, that's something I think that is there and is going to continue to be there.
Well, so here's the deal.
Get worse.
And they foresaw that and set that up decades ago. So basically, the people are going to have to basically hand all their money over to the bankers, and then we get nothing, even though it's our money. And so to me, it's all a fraudulent business deal. When we come back, Richard, I want to get into the real economy, which you're also somewhat of an expert on. Where do you see that going? You know, not just the bankers, not just the dollar, but how is this going to affect somebody owns a pet store, somebody owns a video store, somebody owns a gas station, somebody who sells office printers? How's it going to affect radio, TV? How is it going to affect the private sector? And can the government just keep sitting and sucking off of us forever? I mean, what happens when we all go bankrupt?
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
After all, it's all the planet San Diego.
Texas. Hello, Mexico.
All right, Richard Cook, I'm all over the map here, but we know what the bankers are doing. They're sucking us dry. It's all engineered. How do you see this unfolding? you know, the big picture, your prognosis has been correct so far. Where do you see it going now? It seems to be deepening faster than we even thought. And then how is this going to affect the real economy? I mean, they're hiring more cops. They got more checkpoints. They're writing more tickets. They're more taxes, fines, fees. I mean, it looks like they're just going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze.
Let me put in a quick plug for my website, if I could, Alex.
Yeah, put the website out.
I want to be sure I get that, because I have a new special report out called Election 08, Crime Family Food Fight or Threat to Mankind. It's available if people will write to our email on economicsanity@gmail.com. That's economicsanity@gmail.com.
Why don't you give your website out, too?
www.richardccook.com. And my articles are available on Global Research and other websites. Okay, having said that, we have been in a recession, really, on the producing level of producing economy since late 2003. You can tell that by seeing how M1, the amount of money available in cash and checking accounts, has been flat and has even declined a little bit, even though inflation has been moving along pretty quickly. We're now seeing stores closing. We're seeing chain stores shutting down, a lot of their local stores, cutting back on local stores. We're seeing whole retail businesses threatened. Sears is going to be shutting down more places, Best Buy, places like that. We got the food and fuel prices rising that everyone has been seeing, even though there's been a little bit of slippage in the commodities markets. It never goes back to where it was before.
Yeah, it's still $3.25, $3.50 a gallon.
That's right. And it's probably going to go up again pretty soon.
And people think that's great. Oh, it's only $3.50.
Oh, I got my gas for $3.50. Wow. We're seeing tent cities throughout the United States. There was an article about big tent cities in Reno, Nevada the other day. You know, people move there because they think there's jobs. There's no jobs, so they live in a tent in a parking lot. Poverty is growing. The number of people who are not able to get decent food to eat is growing. And we're going to have a situation with the foreclosures where we're going to have a lot of empty houses that can't be bought. And then people living in houses together, because the only way, you know, a lot of people can afford to live anymore is by doubling up or tripling up in houses. Last month, we lost 60,000 jobs, and this has come on the heels of thousands of jobs lost per month during the previous 6 months, but it hit 60,000 in August. We're waiting to see what it's going to be for September. But this is happening around the world. I mean, if you look at the statistics for all the other developed and underdeveloped nations, the whole world is sliding into a global recession. If you want to really see something interesting, people should go to the homepage of the International Monetary Fund, because they have a whole series of articles in there about the global recession that's beginning. And they're rolling out these new loan programs for developing nations as long as they do things like cut consumption of food. And you know what that means. So this is happening everywhere. The producing economy around the world is going into a very deep and very steep slide that the financial economy really can't do anything about, because all the financial economy does is suck the excess availability of cash out of the producing economy and leaves people in an even worse situation than they were in before.
Richard, stay there. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.